Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And thanks for letting me be here to share a little bit with you. I'm going to reflect on the gospel a little bit to illuminate part of my vocation story, and hopefully the two will be connected and you can see that. The first reading today is from Isaiah chapter 60, which is one of my favorites because it really illuminates what the Epiphany is about. It starts with saying, "The glory of the Lord will shine upon you." And a lot of times we hear this word glory over and over again in scriptures, but sometimes it can have different meanings. Obviously, there's the image of light, like the glory of the Lord is light, full of light. But other theologians would posit or put forth that the glory of the Lord is shown on the cross. The book of glory is the Gospel of John, where Jesus was suffering on the cross. And that's where he redefined what glory really is. That it's this gift of self because of his love. So the glory of the Lord shines upon you. Well, it's this love of the Lord shining upon Jerusalem. That was Isaiah was prophesying. And this glory is what the Magi were seeking. So the light of the Magi, they were following it, they were yearning for it and following it. And we notice that when the Magi get close to Christ, they rejoice. They find him and they rejoice in finding this baby, this newborn king. And then they offer him gifts. And Isaiah also talks about this. He says that when the glory of the Lord shines upon you, then you will be radiant and you will shine forth like that in whom you see. So the closer we draw to Christ, the closer Christ draws to us, then we'll become radiant like him and shine in that same light. At the end of Isaiah, he's saying all these nations will stream towards you and everyone will be given gifts and their hearts will overflow. Well, this is what Christ was beginning just through his own birth, through being born. So in recognizing Christ, they offered him gifts, and these gifts were an example of the gift Christ gave of himself, the self-offering, by becoming human. And those were two of the prophecies we see. So Micah chapter 5, verse 2 talks about Bethlehem will be where the Messiah is born. And then Isaiah 60 talks about how frankincense, gold, and myrrh will be offered. And it shows us that when we encounter Christ, he draws close to us. We don't choose to encounter him. He draws close to us. And then we can respond by giving ourselves in the same way, or by ignoring him. So in my own life, there's a couple of moments where Christ has drawn very close to me and allowed me to follow him closer to this vocation of priesthood. So a little bit about my story. I've been in seminary for 6.5 years. I'm currently serving pastoral year, which means I'm serving in a parish, St. Mary's in Rockledge, and I'm working there for the whole year. And I have 2.5 more years left, so I'll be ordained a priest, God willing, May 2022. The first 4 years of seminary it's 4 years of philosophy, and then the next 5 years are theology. So before entering seminary, this long discernment process, this process of saying, is this really what God's calling me to? Is this really what I want to do with my life? And for me, it wasn't even an option to consider becoming a priest until my sophomore year of high school. At that time, I was praying a little bit. You know, I'd go to Mass weekly and maybe say grace before meals, but I didn't really know who Christ was or anything about him. And I had some friends that were going to this youth group. I was living in Pittsburgh at the time, so I was going to youth group, and my friends would invite me, so I'd go just for fun and hanging out with them. But I didn't know, like, that what I was doing there. I wasn't really seeking virtue or seeking the life lived with Christ. Until my sophomore year, where I went to the Sacrament of Confession, and it was during a retreat, so I was praying before going, and, you know, I didn't really know how to pray, but oh Lord, I feel called to do this. It's being offered to go to confession, so I should go. And then it was one of the last people to go in the whole retreat, so the priest could tell, you know, okay, this guy a little hesitant. And I was expecting, you know, not to be accepted or not to be welcomed, but to be yelled at or scolded. But instead, the priest told me, after I shared my sins, he told me the story of the prodigal son, about how God the Father runs after his children and wants to bring them back. And for me, this was the first time the gospel ever related to my life, realizing that God the Father runs after me in the same way and wants to bring me close to him. So after this sacrament of confession, it sparked something. I wanted to be closer to God. I wanted to know, like, what is this that I encountered with? So I went out from the sacrament of confession. I was praying and just trying to understand, like, okay, Christ is loving me in this moment, and he's, like, close to me. And it was a new thing. And so another new thing happened. I met a seminarian that same day. And these two things kind of correlated, that the first time I encountered God and began to be close to him, I heard about priesthood and entering into seminary. And so this question of becoming a priest was kind of at the back of my mind, but it took a long time for it to come to the forefront. As I grew in virtue, tried to pray more, and tried to read my scriptures, I had more encounters that led me to say, okay, maybe Christ is calling me to be a priest. I went to March for Life my senior year, so it's fast forward a couple years of praying and wrestling with the question. And during this March for Life, I had a big grace of the Lord helping me, because I again went to the sacrament of confession, but this time it was the priest I'd never seen, and I'd never seen again. And all I told him were my sins, and after absolving me of my sins and giving me some penance, he says, by the way, if you're considering entering seminary, you should go ahead and do it. And this was clearly, like, God given grace. I was asking for something, like a sign, and the Lord spoke and gave me the courage to really take the step to start working on the application process. Then, you know, there's a lot of fears that come with giving my life to becoming a priest, because, one, I have to trust the Lord at every moment that he's not just going to call me to enter seminary and then he's going to leave me, or he's not going to call me to become a priest and then something's going to go wrong. There's a lot of trust. So I had to spend a lot of time learning to trust the Lord in little things so that I could trust him with my whole life and becoming, God willing, a priest. And something that really helped me, actually, was during my seminary process, we had this Institute of Priesthood Formation, so a 10-week in-depth spiritual program built around developing the prayer life a priest needs and helping them to pray, helping me to pray. And this is what I think relates to the Feast of the Epiphany, is that for me, the theme of this 10 weeks of prayer, or 8-day silent retreat, not talking to anyone but one priest, the theme of this was, remain in me and I will remain in you. That's what Christ kept telling me. That if I draw close to him, he'll remain in me and bear much fruit. And so this whole time of drawing close to Christ, I felt like, for the first time, I wasn't just hearing about the person of God in prayer, or thinking good thoughts about God, but I was really getting to know the heart, like the sacred heart of Christ, through prayer. And as I was doing that, I realized Christ was giving me the grace to form my heart to be more of a priestly heart. There's a saying in seminary that, you know, at ordination we lay prostrate, kind of like the Magi do in the Gospel today. At ordination they lay prostrate, offering their life to God. But that shouldn't be the first time you offer your life to God. It should be a practice of every day doing it, so that when we're ordained, it's a habit, something we've built up and we're willing to and able to accept. So this 10-week spiritual program really helped me to do that and to begin receiving the Sacred Heart of Christ as a priestly heart. And so those are three of the graces I've encountered in my seminary progress that I felt like Christ has been calling me to priesthood. It's something that I've grown into. It wasn't like when I first entered seminary, I wasn't 100% sure I was going to remain in the whole way, but I trusted the Lord to take the next step. And I think that's something the Lord's inviting all of us to do, to be like the Magi and take a step to seek where this light is in our life and to imitate Christ. But I want to say thank you because I know a lot of you pray for vocations. I see the vocations board in the back of the church here. So I know you're praying for vocations, and the vocation isn't the fruit of my own decision, but it's the fruit of the prayers of the church. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for the financial support you have given to the diocese to give me these opportunities so I can be formed to one day serve the Diocese of Orlando. And I ask, would you continue to offer that support?
Today's second collection of the communion will be